A recording by Grinning Pup. Come in. Hey. Great to see you again. Come in, sit down. So, how are you? Not feeling very talkative today. That's all right. I've got a few things I wanted to talk to you about today. How do you feel about me recapping our sessions and giving you some thoughts on how I think our session should go in the new year? Does that sound all right? Excellent. Okay, well, we've been working together for a long time now. I remember when you first came to me, and I think we can both agree you were pretty unhappy. I think you've done an amazing job. You've done your homework as asked, you've addressed the things that you could control, and learned to accept and navigate the things that you can't. It's been great to see you grow and develop, and whilst I know that there are still things you could work on, I believe last time you were pretty worried about the new year, I feel pretty confident that really, if we're both honest, you don't need my help anymore. Which begs the question, why are you here? This will be session 24, and you were ready to stop seeing me, I don't know, around session 6? I'm not cheap, so committing to that many sessions must be burning a real hole in your pocket. I think we both know why you're here, and why you're looking so nervous now. Remember what we spoke about. Embrace the anxiousness, let it run its course, and remember that you're strong enough to overcome it. I'm not going to hurt you, anything but. So, let's talk about how next year is going to work. If you really want to continue to see me, which is fine, by the way, then I think there are a few resolutions you need to make. The first is that you are going to stop being so critical of yourself. Let's reframe that language you use when you mess up or find something difficult. You're not stupid. You are learning. It's not that something is too hard. It's that you're trying your best in a difficult situation. I know you are your own worst enemy. You've done it in our sessions. And next year, that needs to end. Secondly, you're going to prioritise saying no a lot more. People pleasing is one thing, but you have to give yourself time to rest and not try to be in everyone's good graces. You are the most important person in your life, and you need to start treating yourself like it. What have we said before? You're a king or monarch or whatever you want to be. Be proud of that fact. Next, let's talk about gratitude. I'm talking about reflecting on your day or your week and being able and confident enough to say what you're grateful for. You focus way too much on what went wrong instead of what went right and what you're really thankful for. It could be anything. Maybe the barista made your coffee just right, or you got yourself a really great haircut. Whatever it is, recognize the good and be grateful for it. Lastly, you're going to embrace joy. Do you know what I mean by that? You're going to take every opportunity to be happy that you can and allow yourself to experience joy. I mean both big and small. So, 4 resolutions. Self-kindness, learning to say no, being thankful, and embracing joy. What do you think of that? I suppose the proof is in the pudding, and doing these things is a lot harder than speaking them. I want you to try, though. For me, okay? Now, we've still got a long time left of our session, and I think I can fill the time. I want to return to that pesky question I asked you before. Why are you here? 24 sessions of sitting in the same room, talking about the same problems you already know the answer to, and why? I think I can hazard a guess. Do you mind if I try? Is it the smell of my cologne? It's the same your father wears, right? Don't think I'd forgotten those conversations about your dad. No? Okay. How about the feel of the leather on the seats? Leather is comforting, isn't it? Reminds you of safety, security, ownership. Or maybe it's the fact that my trousers are just a little too tight. I'm only marginally ribbing you. I think it really comes down to you feeling listened to, feeling respected and valued. Not something you get all the time, is it? No. Let's work on that now. I'm going to try something new with you, and it's going to be a little invasive. But you trust me, right? Good. Stand up and take off your clothes. Yep, all of them, socks and pants too. Don't be shy. Your body is beautiful, my friend, and people will find it beautiful if you allow them to. Remember what we spoke about. Self-kindness is number one. You are beautiful. Say it with me. I am beautiful. Like you mean it. I am beautiful. Because you are. Every bump, every curve, every angle and line, they're yours. And they deserve to be worshipped. Every single inch of you. May I? I have to say that for the first time in seeing you naked, I'm thoroughly impressed. Just my type. If only you could see what the rest of the world sees. That you are wholeheartedly stunning. My hand feels good there, doesn't it? And my presence close to you feels good too, right? And what about here? No? Then say it. Say no. Tell me, no. And see? I'm respecting your wish. No questions asked. No expectations levied. Just a simple no. And what was making you uncomfortable stopped. Admittedly, it's never going to be as simple as that. There'll be people in your life who won't hear you, but they don't matter. Not really. The people who matter will remember and know you can stand your ground and assert yourself. You feel wonderful, by the way. I can't believe it's taken me this long to understand what it is you were really looking for. I'm glad you feel comfortable enough with me to allow yourself to be so vulnerable. In principle, this is breaking every ethical boundary I can think of, but I imagine this is something you've longed for ever since we first met. I'm right, aren't I? If I press closer, so that you can feel me against your back, if my hands explore your beautiful body more, do you like that? Tell me that you do. Your body is telling me already, so vocalize it. My hand feels good as it glides downwards closer to your joy. I think you have a very good amount of joy to enjoy. I'm going to embrace it. Are you? Go ahead. Take it into your hand and show me how you pleasure yourself. I'm here. I'm right behind you. You can feel me press against you and you know that you're safe. You can feel how hard I am being so close to you. Against your nakedness, your exquisite, profoundly wonderful body. I want to feel your body as it embraces the joy it's so able of experiencing. I want to feel every twitch, every spasm. I want to lick the sweat from your neck and taste you. All of you. Speed up the pace. Allow yourself to go hard, but don't come. Not just yet. When you feel that start to happen, slow down. Go back to long, slow strokes. And remember to lubricate if you need to. You really look wonderful, you know that. A truly shining example of a powerful, confident and sexy human being. Continue to work yourself. Press yourself back against me if that helps. There we go. Good boy. You liked that, huh? We'll have to touch on that next time. Keep going. I didn't ask you to stop. Savor it. Let it happen. Embrace the sensation. You should feel your body, every inch of it, burning with desire. The need to pleasure yourself and in turn pleasure others. Because by taking care of yourself, by showing people that you take care of yourself, that's when you'll find true happiness. You're so beautiful. The way your mouth slightly opens like that. The way the hairs on your arms stand up. Oh. I'm very lucky to be your therapist. That's it. Build in pace. Get faster. And then start to slow when it all becomes too much. Keep going. I wonder what you're thinking about. What you're using inside your mind to help you. Is it me? Is it the thought of me pressed against you? Is it the thought of you pressing against me? I wonder what it is. Don't tell me. That's for you to know. And for me to wonder. I can feel you start to tense. I can feel the pleasure building deep inside. I can feel the heat inside you rising. When you're ready, allow yourself to come. Embrace it. Take it by the horns and ride the high. Go for it. Really go for it. Don't come for me. Come for yourself. Ah, oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, come. 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 Oh. Ah, there you are. That's my good boy. Well then. It's okay. I'm going to stay here. That horrible feeling after you come is always the hardest to bear, isn't it? But don't let that voice get the best of you. You haven't done a dirty thing. You haven't done anything to be ashamed of. You've orgasmed. You've embraced it. Embraced your own body right in the middle of your therapist's office. I don't know many patients that can say the same. You are going to embrace next year in the best way that you can. I believe in you. Do you?